I'm Joseph.
I'm Nick.
And this is Fish Jelly.
Yes.
We're doing this on Zoom because Nick is in Berlin at the 74th annual Berlinale. Say it, Berlinale.
Berlinale,
Berlinale. I tore that up.
or AKA the Berlin International Film Festival.
That's right. So this is day four. You're completing day four.
Yes.
How many movies have you watched so far?
Well, I saw about 15 ahead of time, and since I've been here, since the festival started, probably I don't even know. I don't even know. Three a day, Saturday at five.
Well, we'll end the podcast with talking about some of the things you saw. But I wanted to start with, I didn't know this, but I checked our mail yesterday and I saw that Ben Savage, who's from Wonder Years, right? He's running for Congress.
Isn't he the one that had allegations? Or
Yes.
was that, wait, no, or was it Fred?
I think they both have. Because
No, Ben.
I remember talking about this previously and I looked it up and people commented, and I think both of them have some questionable behavior. But
Fred's the old one. Ben is the one from Boy Meets World, right?
oh wait, which one am I talking about? Before I lie on these people.
You said Ben.
Yes, Ben Savage, the younger one. So he's from Boy Meets World. Yeah. So there you go. I can see why celebrities run for political office because they already have built-in publicity. Like, imagine a regular person like me trying to run for office. Like, it would be a grassroots campaign to get people to just know my name. But if I were a celebrity, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he did win. Although he's in a district that where, people are probably a little more active and but I thought that was interesting.
Doesn't work for everybody. Look at Cynthia Nixon.
Well, she was running for governor. Like, that was kind of lofty, I think.
I mean, Jesse Ventura did it, so.
That's all I wanted to say. I did have something in the restaurant section, because I went to the Arts District for breakfast 2 days last week at Earth Cafe and Zinc Cafe. And both have outdoor seating. And it's been a little chilly in LA. But when I tell you it was freezing, I mean, it was colder inside the restaurants than outside. To the point where yesterday, when I ate at Zinc Cafe, it was so cold inside that they brought our food and brought our coffees. And the food got cold like so fast. Because I had ordered three things to share with my mom. And like the oatmeal was cold, the breakfast burrito was cold, the Belgian waffles were cold because we were talking and eating slowly because my mom eats like a bird. So then like 15 minutes in, the manager comes over and wants to like refill our coffee. And he asked if everything was okay. And I said, actually, like it is like unbelievably cold because my mom was dressed appropriately. Like she had on a sweater, and she actually was wearing a Michael Kors trench coat, and then I had on an undershirt with a sweatshirt, and I'm like, it's freezing in here. Like my coffee's cold, this Belgian waffle's cold. It's so cold that the butter like got hard again. Like it's just this is really uncomfortable. But he comped our food.
There you go. See? Squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Well, I
But
didn't do it for that, but I just thought, like, y'all don't have heaters in here. I know LA is usually the weather's nice, but like, come on. It was amazing.
most places that have outdoor seating also have heat lamps, though, because there's a cold season.
Well, we should have sat outside because outside did have the heat
But you
lamps.
were sitting inside.
We were
Yeah, that's
sitting
awesome.
inside. We were literally sitting by like Zinc Cafe has like a little marketplace, and we were sitting right by the little marketplace and the cashier. So we were like fully inside. And it had to be 50 degrees in there. It was colder inside than it was outside.
Yeah, that's odd.
Yeah, I
But
don't know if they had the air conditioner on. I don't know what was happening. But I'd like to complain about that. Moving on, you have. Oh, you know, we received. It's so funny. Whenever Janet Jackson or Sigourney Weaver do something, people send us messages. And a listener who. The Goyas are. Can you explain what the Goyas are?
the Spanish Oscars, basically, yeah.
So, a listener in Spain attended the Goyas, the
Nice.
Goya Awards, and sent pictures of Sigourney Weaver, who won an award.
She won the Lifetime Achievement Award, which I knew beforehand, but you forgot to bring it up in the notes I sent you on the last podcast.
That's
But
right.
since that recording, the award show happened. It was as I was flying here. And I listened to her speech, of course, and it was presented to her by J.A. Bayona, who directed her into Monster Calls, and I believe swept the awards for the Society of the Snow that night. And she gave a very humble speech. It was sweet.
What was the so she won the International Goya Award, and she thanked she thanked her voice actress in Spain's Spanish dubs. That's
Yes,
cute.
who's done it? Her been 30 movies,
Oh
and
wow.
she made some joke about how Bill Murray says her acting is better in Spanish.
That's cute.
But she had a nice line about saying, you know, it's never you're never too old to receive some encouragement. And they treated her very well. I mean, there's some pictures of her with Pedro Almodovar. I would love. I don't know why he's not offering her role in his new movie with Julianne and Tilda, but there you go.
Okay, your head would explode if Julianne, Tilda, and Sigourney were in a movie together.
With directed by Pedro Almodovar, like,
I'm glad he didn't do it because you would probably have a stroke.
yeah. It could still happen, who knows?
Wow. Okay, so moving on to projects of interest. What's the
Oh
first?
yeah. Oh,
Oh,
so
yeah.
you know it's a new film festival, so there's a new Isabelle Huppert project now brought up in the European film market, but it's a film called Close Up, and it would be reuniting her with an Italian director, Tonino De Bernardi, who directed her in a 2007 film called Medea Miracle. I think I sent you the synopsis because it made me laugh. Because it said something like they're gonna do, it's gonna be Isabel playing multiple characters across many periods,
Right.
in extreme close-up angles, including a witch being burned at the stake.
Sounds stressful.
That sounds like something she would love to do. But yeah, of course, I'm excited.
Okay, and next is Relapse.
Oh yeah, so Bret Easton Ellis, the author of American Psycho and Rules of Attraction and many Less Than Zero, blah blah blah, who was just featured in the periphery of that movie Sebastian we reviewed from Sundance. He's directing a movie, his first, called. I don't know what it's about, but that should be interesting.
Eddington.
Ari Aster is casting his new project, and apparently Austin Butler. Who doesn't really excite me, but apparently that he will be probably the lead. But there you go. Anything Ari Aster does, though, I'm of course interested in.
Yeah, for sure. I'm having technical difficulties. Dracula.
So Luc Besson is going to do a version of Dracula because what do we need? Another one of those. But I think it's of interest because Christoph Waltz and Caleb Landry-Jones, who just was in Besson's very odd failure called Dogman, which I can't wait for you to see. But it could be interesting.
Next, Panic Carefully.
Sam Esmail, who directed, oh God, I'm forgetting the name of that movie with Mahershala and Julia and Ethan Hawke.
Oh.
Leave Leave the World Behind.
Oh, yes, Leave the World Behind for Netflix.
Yes, apparently he is reuniting with Julia Roberts for this project.
Lastly, something from Bong Joon-ho.
Yeah, he's going to be doing an animated film about deep sea creatures, but apparently it's going to be the most expensive South Korean film project ever.
Ooh, that's exciting.
But animated means we probably won't see this till what, 2026? But I mean, we'll see. But coming from him, yeah, I'm interested.
All right, moving on to films released we didn't cover. We received so many messages about Bob Marley, One Love, a documentary.
It's not a documentary.
Oh, it's not a documentary?
Oh.
Oh. I didn't know that.
There is a Marley documentary out there from like 2010 and 2011, which I haven't seen. But yeah, Ronaldo Marcus Green, the director of King Richard, has directed a biopic about Marley, starring Kingsley Benadire and Lashana Lynch.
Oh, I feel so stupid. You had asked me if I wanted to watch this, and I said no, because I'm not familiar with Bob Marley really at all. So, oh, well,
I
maybe.
mean, he's like that. Like, this is a person you use the word iconic for,
Oh, sure. Yeah.
but he. There's a lot of weirdness. I know there were a lot of assassination attempts to get him against him.
Oh.
Yeah, there. I'm curious to see this. The press screening was right before I came to Berlin, and but it's long film, and it overlapped with us seeing Driveaway Dolls. So that's actually why I didn't go see it myself without you, but I'll catch up with it eventually.
Well, I would have. I'm sure it's better than Drive Away Dolls.
Oh.
Oh, well, okay. Madam Web. So I've been seeing that this got panned by critics. I had no idea
R.
watching it. I did watch a little thing on YouTube about how Sony, because this is a Sony Pictures releasing, but how they're trying to fashion it like to confuse moviegoers into thinking it's part of the Marvel universe.
Well, yeah, because if you aren't familiar with any of that or don't care, it why wouldn't you assume that, right?
Well, I'm a famous film critic and I assumed it was Marvel. Because I don't really care about those movies, so I thought Madame Web was a Marvel movie, but it's not. So that makes this shit even more janky. Although some people who listened to us had said that they thought we might enjoy it because it's kind of like on the level of Catwoman.
Like camp, yeah.
But the problem is, who's the main lady?
Dakota Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, Halle Berry will make, she has me interested, but Dakota Johnson is not.
Well, not only Halle Berry, Catwoman has
Sharon
like
Stone.
a
Sharon
yeah.
Stone's the real star of Catwoman,
And Frances Conroy. But yeah, I mean, Catwoman is wretched. That movie's fucking wretched. But yeah, I've no. I'm sure we'll watch it eventually. And Sydney Sweeney, I probably like better than Dakota Johnson, but yeah. Oh, and it's directed by S.J. Clarkson, who directed that terrible. I believe it's a Marvel Netflix series, The Defenders, which Sigourney
Oh.
Weaver starred, which I also really didn't like.
Did I watch that?
Yeah, of course I made you watch that. Those
I
are
do not
27.
remember. I do not remember her in a Marvel TV series.
Yeah, she's a villain. Don't you remember her little kung fu fight with Scott Glenn?
No.
Oh, time for
Oh.
you. But of
I
course
might
she
need
does.
to re Oh, I'm gonna I might need to rewatch it.
I don't think it's good.
Oh.
I mean, the word of the day is wretched, and I'll use it again for that. But I no.
Moving on, Adam the First.
Yes, starring David Duchovny. It sounds like a father reuniting with his son territory, but debut film from Irving Franco, who I believe is from Brooklyn. But yeah, that could be good. I didn't have time for it.
The next film is Players on Netflix, which I did kind of have an interest in, but there was no time.
Wasn't time, yeah. Directed by Tris C, starring Gina Rodriguez and Damon Wayans Jr.
Yeah. Bleeding Love, which happens to be related to your spin article for Valentine's Day.
Yes, I was making a Leona Lewis reference, but
Yeah.
this is directed by Emma Westenberg, but it stars Ewan McGregor and his real life daughter, and they're playing a strange father and daughter on a road trip kind of thing.
Lastly, This Is Me Now, the Jennifer Lopez extended music video movie. I don't know. I didn't need this. I watched some clips from it and then I tried to listen to the album and I just, you know what it felt like? The Jenny on the Block days, whenever she was first with Ben Affleck.
Of Fleck, yeah.
Yeah, I just don't. It all feels, I mean, this is a woman in her mid-50s. Like, it just all feels very playtime to me, and it's
Well,
awkward.
like she's not authentic about a lot of shit, and I also don't think she has much to say.
Like,
Beautiful,
there's a
woman.
moment when she's showing her dancers like love letters Ben Affleck wrote her, and I just feel like this lady is just, you just need to go somewhere and sit down and focus on your health and your relationship and your children because this is too much.
Those dancers, I'd be like, let me file this under. I don't give a fuck. Jesus Christ.
I mean, it's
But
almost as annoying to me as Jada Pinkett wanting to like talk about her shit.
yes, let's time out on this and your boring personal life. It's just very like a film I just saw from a filmmaker I like here at the Berlinale. Like, oh, you have no self-awareness, none. You are so out of touch. But there was just a fucking documentary about Jennifer Lopez and her accomplishments and her work ethic. So do we how often do we get these then? I don't know.
I can't imagine I'll sit down and watch it in full, but it's out there for people to view on Prime. Okay, so we can end with how it's been going in Berlin.
It's been a well, it's the current reigning festival director's last year, which was it has been a bit of drama since it was announced that he would be replaced because Carlo Chatrian just came about in 2020. And so I think the consensus was that he created the sidebar, the Encounters competitive program. And was trying to kind of redefine what the Berlinale was. And then, of course, the pandemic hit. And I think that all of the conversations I've heard was that they're wanting to get more of a red carpet glam vibe back. So this is his last year. He will be replaced in 2025. And his replacement has already been announced. So I was hoping, and based on what was announced to be in the program, I had very high hopes for a lot of projects. But I have to say, because I've seen over half of the competition titles now, and it's been kind of a letdown for competition
Really?
wise. Yeah, a lot of so-so, if not outright terrible films.
Someone messaged asking about Lupita
She is the jury president, so I'm hopeful. You know, there are three African titles in competition, which is fucking rare. So that it's interesting that she is the jury president. I'm sure Madi Diop's Dahomey, which is a 67-minute documentary, which I did really like. That has a really good chance of winning the Golden Bear, if not some other award. But and I think that would be justifiable. But yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Oh, so what's the worst thing you've seen?
I really disliked the new film by Olivia Assayas, who's a filmmaker I really like. He's worked with Kristen Stewart twice.
On what?
He personal shopper and the Clouds of Sils Maria. And I really like Clouds of Sils Maria. It's great Juliette Binoche performance. But Kristen Stewart became the first American woman to win a César, the French Oscar, for that film. I think I've always wanted you to watch Demon Lover because I hold that in very high regard. But
Because that's what we would call you. Oh.
Irma Vep, he's worked with Huppert. Mia Hansen-Love is his ex who directed Huppert and Things to Come. Not everything is great, but this was just
Say the
it's
name. Say the name of this movie again.
Suspended Time is the English language title, and it's about his experience living through the early days of the pandemic at his familial estate in the rural French countryside, where he holed up with his brother and his new partner and his brother's new girlfriend. And it is so obnoxious. It's just them talking pretentiously about the things they read and hemming and hawing about protocols and keeping safe and scrubbing down the groceries that arrive and not using Amazon because Amazon's the devil. Oh my God. I hated it. I hated it. Yeah.
I'm sure we're going to do a full recap when you return. So I just want a high and a low. So what's your favorite movie so far?
Love Lies Bleeding, a lesbian genre crime caper starring Kristen Stewart, which
Oh,
she.
people were messaging us about that, I think.
Oh, you will be seeing it when it comes out, and we will be reviewing it. But I.
What is it about?
It's about two lesbian lovers that kind of go on a killing
You don't
spree a little, but
have to spoil it.
it actually premiered at Sundance, and it's directed by Rose Glass, who we reviewed her last film, Saint Maud, which we were both fans
That
of.
was a good movie, yeah.
Ed Harris, it. Yeah, I think that you will respond quite well to it, but it's like perfect.
Is Ed Harris the man we saw at the LAFCO Awards?
Yeah, he gave the second speech to Agnieszka Holland. Yeah.
I liked him. He seemed like he's a very interesting man.
I've liked Ed for a while. You liked him in The Hours, I
Oh yeah,
believe.
no, I know who he is. It's just, names are, I have a problem with names, but yeah, he seems like he has a lot of flavor to him.
Oh, for sure. But yes, that I liked a lot. I also was quite into the Iranian film, My Favorite Cake, which the title sounds trite, but it is not. And it's from an Iranian filmmaking duo, man and a woman. I liked their last film as well, Ballad of a White Cow, which got them kind of in hot water in Iran. But they were banned from coming here by the Iranian government, and they will be going on trial. For the things they're saying in this film, which is really just very simply a quiet love story between a 7-year-old woman and this man that she finds that she wants to be her mate. And but it pushes some buttons in very effective ways. And I did really like it.
Is there anything you've seen that was like batshit crazy or like a midnight horror type thing?
Batshit crazy. No. Well, the new Bruno Dumont, whose 2021 film France is that's a fucking masterpiece to me, as you know, I feel. So I had very high expectations on his next one, L'Empire, The Empire, which has been marketed as a Star Wars parody and also was notable for causing the retirement of Adele Haenel, who was cast and then said that it was misogynist shit and applied that to all of the French film industry and has recused herself from acting. But I don't think it's successful and it's self-indulgent in an obnoxious way. But it still kind of has this feeling of I'm sitting here watching this kind of bullshit going on. And I don't know. Also, the film that I just got out of before I came on this lovely conversation with you was Sasquatch Sunday.
Uh-oh.
The Zellner brothers, and this also premiered at Sundance previously and is playing, I think, in the Encounters program.
That sounds like it would be a flavor of Ben and Jerry's.
Yes. It stars Riley Keough and Jesse Eisenberg as two of the four cast members, but it's basically four Sasquatch is Sasquatch wandering around in the woods for 90 minutes. And that sounds made like it could be painful, but it actually was very effective.
Well, my brother-in-law believes in Bigfoot, so maybe he'll like it.
I'm a big Harry and the Hendersons fan, but I thought it was quite good. Oh, and also, I don't think I can say anything about it yet because the premiere hasn't happened, but I did see the new Isabelle Huppert Hong Sang-soo film.
Well, I'm sure we'll talk about it when you return.
Absolutely.
Staying in your usual place.
Yes. You've
Always
been
good.
here.
I've stayed there. It's very tiny.
It's to me, this is tight for two people. But
Anything else different or interesting?
no, it's just been very busy.
Well, it's we had a reprieve from the inclement weather in Los Angeles, but it is going to rain pretty heavily today and tomorrow. How is the weather in Berlin?
It's gloomy. Not a lot of sun, a lot of light sprinkle rain days, but not doable. Somebody reminded me about the worst weather was actually the first year I came in 2016 in recent memory. Apparently that was considered a very cold year. But I'm from Minnesota, so that felt like nothing to me. It feels very temperate. I don't know.
Well, I think that this can be a short one. Thank you for joining us from across the globe. I did want to mention that we're going to be presenting Best Motion Picture at the third annual Rubber Duckies. For people who don't know, there's this like YouTube channel called Cinema Squad, and it's comprised of five YouTube film reviewers. And they do videos together, which I think are really cute. But their second annual Rubber Duckies was actually, I watched all of it and I thought it was very entertaining because the five of them are together live, and then they have multiple categories that they had their viewers vote on prior to the award show. And then they have various presenters, like other YouTubers, submit their video for that category. And I found it very, like, the production quality is nice and it was entertaining. So we were happy to do it, but it's occurring next Sunday, the 25th at noon Pacific Standard Time. It will be live. We're going to be announcing Best Motion Picture. I may or may not be in the live chat, just talking shit, I don't know. Because you won't be home yet, so I'll just be sitting at my desk. But
I will be on a plane at that hour, yeah.
yeah, but I'm kind of excited because again, last year's awards I found quite entertaining. I thought the people presenting the awards were quite funny. But that's all I have to say.
Okay.
Oh, do you have anything else you want to say?
That's okay.
Is that how you say no in German?
Okay. Doch,
Oh, sexy. All right. Well, ta-ta for now.